Okay, so now we have Stephen Hill, and he's also facing press coverage once again on the opposite side.
Right. Now, this is Stephen versus Ellis. We tell receivers, don't kill grass, meaning don't stay in one spot, pitter-patter, and make some moves. If the DB's retreating, push at him. Always threaten him vertically. Okay, number two, Stephen moves him laterally. You can see Ellis is kind of hopping to his left and his right. Number three, as you release, get your hands on the DB or get his hands and arms off him. Steve does an excellent job right here, knocking Ellis's arm off right there. Now Ellis is at a disadvantage. Now, next thing, we do not want to get too wide on our release. If we get too wide, Ellis can take a drop step and cut the angle off. It's geometry. So Steve will now, you'll see him release tight through Ellis. And then to the most important part maybe is run. Ellis now does not know what route Steve's running. In fact, it looks like he's running a go route. No, he's not. So this third component right here, drops his hips, he's strong, and he cross-faced. Everything with good technique, good physicality, great angle coming back, so the quarterback has a target, the ball can't get undercut. And now the last phase, make a move. And he does that.
And is that frequently what you see from some of the younger receivers, especially at the lower levels, is they might get open down the field, but they don't come back to the ball after they beat the cornerback?
Yeah, that's one of them. The other common thing is right here where Steve is maybe losing 2 yards from his initial alignment, they'll run all the way in here because they want the path of least resistance, and sometimes they go too wide.
And that just gives, if you're going to go wide, like you said, that gives the cornerback a better chance to get back into play.
That's right, because if Steve keeps heading over here and then gets vertical, look at Ellis, he can go right there into a cutoff point. So here's a similar route, similar DB, similar release. Now he's using the arm over, and now, again, he's running, right? Just like the comeback we saw. But this time, he doesn't stop. It's a go. So you've got two routes, same release, run exactly the same, and that's a mark of a good receiver, that you can't tell what he's running on any given route because everything looks the same, whether it's press or off coverage. Does a good job of protecting the ball. It's a little underthrown, so he uses his body here to shield Ellis. You can see Ellis is trying to swat for it, but Steve blocks him with his back, shields the ball, and then finishes.